the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hi there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. We're happy that you've tuned in, and we hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before I get into the question that I would like to deal with today, I want to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. If you have any questions at all about something that the Bible says or about some matter pertaining to the Bible, whatever the case may be, I hope that you'll take the time to write your question down and mail it to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. And if you would like to reach us by telephone and leave us a message with your question, all you need to do is call us up at area code 270-821-3544. If you would prefer to contact us on the internet, well, all you need to do in that case is visit our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. And once you have found our homepage, just look for the link that says Contact Us, and from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with your question, with whatever comments you may have. Please, let us know how we're doing, and let us know what you would like for us to talk about next, right here on What Does the Bible Say? Now, I would also like to encourage you, whether you are a new listener or frequent listener to the program, to take advantage of one of the many free offers the Madisonville Church of Christ makes to those who listen to What Does the Bible Say? If, for example, you would like to receive some free teaching materials, we have many such materials available. We have a library of hundreds of gospel tracts on a wide range of subjects. We have other forms of booklets and literature designed to help people to study the Bible and learn about God's will for them. Maybe you would like to request a DVD or an audio CD on a particular subject. Again, we have an extensive library that should be able to have whatever it is that you need. If you want to learn more about the second coming of Christ, if you want to learn more about how to worship God according to the teachings of the New Testament, if you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit, whatever the case may be, we've got videos, we've got audio, we've got books and tracts that can help you with these subjects. Just reach out to us. Give us a call. Again, our number is 270-821-3544. Let us know what you're interested in learning about. Let us know your name and your address, and we'll get that stuff to you to help you to learn all you can. That's what we're all about at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We just want to help people learn about God and about God's Word. And that's all we're trying to do with this program. That's all we want to do in our activities and our contacts with you. So I hope I'll be hearing from you very soon. Now let's get to today's question. It's kind of a long question, but it's worth the effort. If a man or a woman is married and one commits adultery and divorces their spouse, and then the one that divorces their spouse marries another, well, we know that they are living in adultery. My question is this. If the first spouse dies, and the other two are still living together, are they still living in adultery? Or are they freed from the first spouse? Well, the situation described in this question is one that I have encountered before, more than once, in my work as a gospel preacher. In this day and age, in the United States of America, divorce is commonplace. Divorce statistics in this country seem to have topped out at around 50%, maybe a little bit less, but roughly half of all new marriages can expect to end in divorce. And then, of course, with divorces, very often comes second marriages, in some cases third, fourth, fifth marriages. And you can get yourself into a real mess spiritually, given enough time and given enough of these remarriages. Because the Bible is very specific about divorce and remarriage, and specifically who among those that get divorced has the right to go and be married to someone else. And I know of many cases where people have languished for many years in an unscriptural marriage. And then when their original spouse dies, well, then they have questions that come up, questions like this one. I want to point you first to Matthew 19:9, in which Jesus said, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery." This is the passage in the New Testament that establishes the sinfulness of living in adultery by being married to someone to whom you do not have a scriptural right to be married. Look at the text again, and let's break it down. Jesus here says, "Whosoever shall put away his wife and shall marry another committeth adultery." You see, the point of marriage is not for people to try each other out for a while, see if things work out, and if they don't after a few months or years, well, then you can just get divorced and you can go and find someone else to be married to. Marriage is supposed to be a lifetime commitment. That's something that seems to be lost on a lot of people here in the 21st century. And Jesus put it exactly that way in the text. "Whosoever shall put away his wife and shall marry another committeth adultery." They are living in a situation in this new marriage where every day that they are married to this person, they are committing adultery. They are living in a state of adultery. There is one exception that the Lord allows. He says, "Except it be for fornication." If you have a situation where a husband has cheated on his wife, or a wife has cheated on her husband by committing adultery, then the one who did not commit adultery may divorce the one who did, and they may go and find someone else to be married to. The one who committed adultery may not. And by implication, if a couple divorces and there's not any adultery involved, or maybe both of them have committed adultery, neither of them has the scriptural right to go and find someone else that they can marry. That may sound pretty harsh, but you know, that was the reaction that the Lord's disciples had in Matthew 19. They said, it's better not to get married if that's the way it is. And Jesus indicated, not everyone can receive this teaching. But that's how important marriage is. That's how big a subject it is. It is not something to be taken lightly, as so many people do in our society today. Now, this specific question, I think it's also wanting us to consider another passage. Romans chapter 7 and verse 2. In that verse, Paul wrote, "For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband, so long as her husband liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband." In Romans 7:3, he went on to write, "So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man." I think that maybe the person who asked this question had these verses in mind when they asked it. You know, if the first spouse dies, the other two are still married to each other, even though it's an unscriptural marriage, are they still living in adultery? Or does the death of that first spouse change the status of their marriage? Because these verses in Romans 7 teach that if a husband or a wife dies, then the surviving spouse has the scriptural right to find someone else to marry and can be married again. But in a case like the one described in this question, you got a situation where someone has left his mate to go and be married to someone else, and they did not have the scriptural authority to do that in the first place. They are living in adultery. They are in an unscriptural marriage. The death of that person's original spouse does not change their situation. They're still living in adultery. They are still in an unscriptural marriage. And if that person suddenly becomes concerned and decides that they would rather go to heaven than go to hell, well, what should they do? What I would counsel them to do is to repent and get out of the adulterous relationship that they've been in for all this time. Now, I know that it's impossible for them to go back to their original spouse because their original spouse is dead. Instead, they must heed the counsel of Paul in 1 Corinthians 7:11, wherein he advised that if someone leaves their spouse, and it's not for fornication, for adultery, then let them either be reconciled to one another or let them remain unmarried. There are some folks out there who remain unmarried, and they do so because they have no choice. It's the only way for them to be scripturally sound and faithful in God's eyes. Now, I know many of you out there are shaking your heads, wondering about all this stuff that I'm saying. If you have a question for me about this, if you have a comment for me about this, let me know. Again, as I said at the outset of the program, feel free to contact me anytime. If you want to call and leave a message, well, call me up. The number is 270-821-3544. You want to write to me? Write to Russell Klein, What Does the Bible Say, in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Let me know. Let me know what you think. That's the only way we're ever going to have a discussion, an exchange of ideas. And really, it's the only way that people are ever going to learn to discern what the Bible says. So, I hope and pray that you will consider the answer that I've given to this question today very seriously. I hope you'll tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? I hope you'll continue to read your Bible, study it every day. If you have any questions, bring them to our attention. In the meantime, may God bless you as you study His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say should be sent to What Does the Bible Say, in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?